Meanwhile, a freak wormhole opens up in the space-time continuum and plunges us into the corridors of BBC's broadcasting house. This is where, a few years later, Douglas was to join the ranks of such super-intelligent life forms as Angus Deaton, Clive Anderson, Richard Curtis, and Ian Hislop. Aspiring comedy writers, all slaving away for a few Flanian pobble beads per joke. These others were set to become established comic figures in their own right. But as for Douglas, right now, most BBC producers unfortunately regarded his work as a load of fetid dingo's kidneys. Happily, however, there existed in the building a more cosmically minded individual by the name of Simon Brett.
I had been one of the initiating producers of Weekending, the satirical news comedy programme, and there were a lot of writers around working on that. And Douglas was kind of around the department with ideas, and we even got him to write some stuff for Weekending, and I don't think there had ever been worse casting, because Weekending writing is a particular sort of writing. You know, it's tied to the news, it's very specific, it's very short. And Douglas had this amazing imagination, which was always flying off in wild, tangential directions. But I just had the feeling that Douglas had a lot of ideas which ought to be channeled.